Two men launching a boat into the frigid waters of Kempenfelt Bay on Sunday morning says all that needs to be said about this winter's ice fishing season so far. If there is no ice, we have to do something, said Eduard Przyjaźniak of Barry, keeping the 17.75-foot, two-outboard motor vessel close to the Tiffin boat launch dock. We have to find a solution. There's been not much ice fishing for the last couple of years, said Oleg Zichuk of Mississauga after parking the pickup truck that was towing their boat. We are going to try to find some white fish. Przyjaźniak and Zichuk, both originally from Ukraine, say they like ice fishing by hot or exposed to the elements, which mid-Sunday morning meant a little snow and a temperature of minus 5 Celsius. I think this will be our last boat trip in Lake Simcoe this year, said Zichuk. But Chad Peyero, owner of Lucky's Sons Ice Huts in Lefroy at the bottom of Killarney Beach Road, said ice conditions are changing, and for the better. He said the ice started forming Saturday night near shore, a good sign. It's like a bay, protected by the points, Peyero said, describing the area. When you go out further on the lake, or Cook's Bay, the wind whips by, keeps the water always turning in waves, so it doesn't freeze. But the land protects the inner part of the lake, and that's what we call the shelf. Normally the ice will come and go two or three times before we get a good 2 or 3 weeks of cold that will keep it. For the Barrie area, Environment and Climate Change Canada is predicting daytime, nighttime temperatures of minus 7 C to minus 15 C today, minus 11 C to minus 12 C tomorrow, minus 9 C to minus 14 C Tuesday, minus 11 C to minus 14 C Wednesday, minus 9 C to minus 14 C Thursday and minus 5 C to minus 12 C Friday. Snow flurries are forecast Monday to Thursday. Donnie Crowder, owner of Hotbox Huts Ice Fishing at Innisfil's Second Line, said it's not so much the temperature but the wind he watches. Ice won't form when the water's moving, he explained. Honestly, all we need is calm for an hour or two and it will freeze over, and once it freezes over and locks up, that cold will just keep building ice and we can build as much as an inch or two a day. I never look much further ahead than 2 weeks, Crowder said. The temperatures are there, that's a good thing, but we will also need those temperatures with no wind. Peyero said last year was the first year Lucky's Sons didn't make it out on the ice, after 2 of 3 winters of only having about 3 weeks on the ice. Now this is looking good for us. 2 weeks of freezing is needed from the initial skim of ice, he said. 1 week you can probably walk on it, you'll get 2 or 3 inches, but we look for 6 to 8 inches and we also look for cold weather coming. I won't put the huts on if I see there's a week of warm weather coming. Peyero also said cold weather can make up to an inch of ice a night. As long as it doesn't change. You know what the weather patterns are like, he said. You can wake up tomorrow, and there could be a week of plus, temperature, weather. As long as that weather pattern doesn't change, then we'll be out there within 2 weeks. A Bradford Today and Innisfil Today weather source near Oro-Medonte Township's 7th line said Sunday afternoon there was no ice on Lake Simcoe so far, but that it could happen in the coming days, with a solid week of normal January temperatures forecast.